Now, I can't say that kids are the first audience demographic I gravitate towards when I think about horror films. What inspired you to create Bloodfest?
Well, that's absolutely right. So Bloodfest came about with, I work in a lot of cultural institutions with young people, and, you know, we really work hard at making young people sort of creatively lead and be confident and proud. And there was kind of this space where young people wanted to create sort of scary and horror stories, but at the same time, they weren't really allowed. So I thought, what about we created a safe space where kids could, you know, just sort of make horror, scare, and play in the taboo in a really safe environment? And Bloodfest was kind of born out of that.
I think that this is absolutely wonderful, because when you do create these safe spaces for like creative exploration and creative expression, you get these incredible products, especially from kids. Last year was the festival's first year. Were there surprises? Were there any things that kind of popped out at you and you thought, oh my goodness?
Oh, Jess, they were all really frightening, but in a way that we didn't know were going to be frightening. So, you know, part of the reason behind creating Bloodfest was, you know, letting kids tell us what was frightening. So there were these great stories, and they're very simple ones, like, you know, someone trapped in a bedroom with a spider. And then there were some really kind of big sort of scary films where there were two people playing a game of chess but locked in a house. They had masks on.
Oh, gosh.
So some of them were kind of like really psychologically thrilling, and there wasn't actually a lot of the slasher vibe.
Okay.
There were a few that had like a really strong slasher vibe, but a lot of them were kind of to do with psychological thrilling, a lot of best friends, a lot of social issues that kids feel. A lot of those films were sort of realised, and they were really good, all made by kids. So it was the standard was outstanding.
Yeah, I can imagine. What are the kind of parameters that kids have to make these films within?
Well, so the kids have to be the boss. That's a big thing. So if any adults are involved, they have to be under the kids' tutelage. So it's all self-directed by the kid. 5 minutes, including credits, and they have to compose their own music. So that's kind of the main parameter. Make your film all your own and compose your own music. So we're looking at a way that young people can deconstruct and then sort of reconstruct this filmmaking idea in the horror genre.
Fantastic. Kelly, you do so, so, so much work with young people you've worked with.
Thank you.
Australian Theatre for Young People, your company kind of creates those social programs for young people in disadvantaged community. You're a clown doctor. Like, you do a lot of work with young kids. What set you down this path? What set you down this journey?
I think I really, when I first sort of graduated from drama school and my arts practice, I kind of, like everyone else, sort of threw myself in trying to get work in the mainstream, which I also did. But there was something about the freedom and the openness of young people. They really look at you in a way that's equal. And when you can let them be free and let them make their own choices, you can create the most amazing art. And a lot of it's due to working with Australian Theatre for Young People. They have a real philosophy there where they let the young person lead stories, and you as a facilitator just encourage that. So a lot of that philosophy has come out of there. But young people just really, lots of fun. They keep me young at heart, to be honest.
I can imagine. Do you think we're doing enough to kind of foster creativity in young people these days with like social media and devices are the way that a lot of kids are engaging with other people? Do you think we're doing enough?
Well, you know, like, that is going to be the new way. Like, you know, when I went to school, it was kind of, when we got information, it was kind of out of Encyclopedia Britannica, or you had to go to the library. So all the information was the same. But nowadays, you know, and film and screen is pretty much a new medium, really. It's only maybe 100 years old. So everything's kind of evolving. And young people, although we want to keep them off the screens a lot of the time, they're actually very good at multitasking on the screen. There is a lot of focus when they use those screens. So it's a way of how do we sort of find the balance, and what they're already doing, how do we use that for their learning? How do we use that for their creativity? And how do we use that so they can then become, you know, these great leaders for the world and change it for tomorrow?
What would be some of your top tips for kids making films to be entered in Bloodfest? Because we know school holidays is coming up. There's going to be a lot of kids with some extra time on their hands. This is a great project to sink their teeth into.
Yeah, I think something is to keep it really super simple. Like, you look at all the great films, they're all, you know, they've all got, they all have a simplicity about them. So even something like just being in a room with like a spider in it is a great example. That can be a horror film, or your version of horror. So just using a smartphone, using something like iMovie to edit, or you could even just film it all in one shot and then just keep it really simple. Just have a really great idea. There's lots of resources on our site, but I reckon just a great idea, small cast, and even one shot is the way to go to, if you want to do it really quickly and simply in the school holidays.
What great fun for kids. I think that this is seriously something that so many kids are going to have so much fun doing. And then you've got some school holiday programs as well, don't you?
That's right. So ATYP are running it this year, as well as Waverley Council. And, you know, we've got some great cultural institutions and sponsors helping us as well. We've got like $500 cash. There's trophies, and there's loads and loads of prizes, like from Industry Clothing, Sydney Theatre Company, Strike Bowling, Rode Microphones, Event Cinemas are going to show the films.
That's the coolest.
We've got internships with production houses, acting agents, costume box. Like, there's loads there.
My goodness gracious me. Yeah. I swear kids would do this, though, even if there weren't prizes involved. This is just a fun thing to do. The prizes are such a great bonus.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's just giving kids a way to rebel and through filmmaking, and just giving them, instead of suppressing something, letting them actually just enjoy the planet and the world through filmmaking.
Absolutely. And as you said, in that safe space that's fostered and kind of monitored as well. Kelly, we'll have to leave it there. But thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much.